Hello there, good morning. My name is Christian. I'm coming from Opinion Research. Today, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your area, and we'd like to listen to your opinion. Do you have 5 minutes of your time so I can do the survey?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
We really appreciate this. Let's see here. We're doing this in English. Okay, so first question. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday?
Wait, it's not in November? It's not with the general election?
No. This is going to be on Tuesday, August 20th.
Oh, I didn't even know about that. I'll put a note for myself.
Yeah. Okay. So we're letting you. I guess we're letting you know. So you haven't voted, right? Do you plan to vote in person or by absentee ballot?
In person, probably.
In person. Okay. Thank you. Yes. And with which political party are you registered?
Independent.
Independent. Okay, thank you. And what, if you don't mind us asking, what is your racial background?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is where does your age fall under? Between 18 and 35, between 36 and 45, between 46 and 55, 56, 65, or 65 and over?
That one, 45 to 55.
Thank you.
So, bon dia. Let's go.
Okay, you will not be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can say that as well. First person here is Richard Prashnik.
No, no, who the hell he is.
You don't know. Okay, thank you. Next person we have here is Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Thank you. Next person, Raquel Regalado.
Favorable.
And would you say somewhat or very favorable?
Very.
Thank you. And last person on here, Cindy Lerner.
Who is she?
Also, you never heard of that person? Okay. Moving on.
I don't know.
Okay, and moving on, now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote?
And Levine.
I'm sorry?
Daniela Levine.
Daniela Levine, okay, thank you. And is that a definitely or a probably?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. And now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prashnik?
Regalado.
Thank you. And is that a probably or a definitely?
Probably.
Thank you. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Yes or no?
I think I might have seen some junk mail about it, yes.
Okay. And is what you read or saw make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
No, not there, not that. I don't listen to read all that junk.
So it didn't make a difference?
No, it doesn't make any difference.
Okay, thank you. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Yes or no?
She's sponsoring redoing Old Cutler Road. That's what I saw on the sign.
And does that make a difference in your opinion of voting for her? Yes or no?
No.
No difference.
They always do that stuff before elections.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. We're almost done. Okay. Now I will be asking you a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
BA.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time, sir. This concludes our survey. We really appreciate your time and your effort, okay? Have a nice Saturday.
Bye.
Bye.